This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Hanging out, talking, ranting kind of stuff. We're coming up with a new name. That's the question. What we're going to call this? Something else. Because we're not really ranting. Because ranting sounds like people just bullshit and talking about anything and just angry. I guess that is pretty much what we should call this thing.
No, I don't like the name.
You don't like the name?
I want to change it.
Because you think it connotes...
anger.
Is that a word, connotes?
Yes, it is.
I think it's connotates.
Connotes?
I've never used it. That doesn't mean anything.
Connotes sounds like a dessert you would get at like an Italian. I'll have an order of connotes.
Kelly, send us a definition.
Yeah, Kelly, please save us. All right, so... very cool. Mary Willet. How you doing, Mary Willet?
Doing well. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Richie. What's up, Richie?
Doing awesome.
We got two dicks in the house.
Two dicks.
Yeah. Oh, man. So Richie Ote and Rich German hanging out. White Way. What's up, White Way?
Steve's dream come true.
I know. Two dicks in one room. I mean, actually, Mary is saying it's your dream. Look at you. She's turning red. She's blushing.
Okay, guys.
All right. So, very cool. Thanks for joining us. You drove all the way down here from, where were you? You were in, New York City. You came far to be with us, right? It's like...
New York City. Or like Laguna Beach.
Or Laguna Beach, one of those
either
two.
One.
So thanks for hanging out and
thanks
joining us.
Thanks for finally having me here, man.
You know,
it took me years to get in this room.
You beat me hard enough, and finally I say thank you. So... you, my man, we're going to talk about all sorts of fun things on your show. And one of the things that I know you are a big, big, big fan of course, is the great outdoors. Funny-ass story out of... do you do much hiking? Do you guys do hiking?
Yes.
You do hiking, Rich?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, where do you hike here? Because I'm sort of getting into this whole, like, where to go out. Where do you go?
If you haven't hiked here yet, you should probably just try Torrey Pines.
Yeah, Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines.
What about Lake Murray?
Just try it first, just because...
Cowell Mountain, something like that.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch. I'll bring a book for you.
Yeah,
all the hiking spots around.
I haven't done any of the like real hiking stuff. Rich German, do you hike? Do you hike, man? Are you a hiker? No, you're more of a water guy.
I used to hike, and then I fell in love with the ocean. Now I just paddleboard. Yeah. I hike on the ocean.
I hike on the ocean. So there were a couple of hikers. And I always like stories that start about hikers because it's like anything can happen on a hike. And so what happened on a hike here, very, very interesting. There was a guy by the name of Dan Richmond. Interesting. So we got Rich and Dan Richmond and the whole – okay. I'm sensing some humanities here. All right. So Dan Richmond was out hiking with his buddy or whatever. Buddy went off. He goes off in some of this – I guess he's in the Sierra Madre. Where is the Sierra Madre foothills? That's somewhere close? North?
Yosemite?
Is that north? Yosemite?
I'm blanking. I know.
I think it's in here in California.
But. Somewhere in California. Yeah, it's definitely somewhere in California, but I don't know exactly where. So he is hiking with a friend. Friend goes off, does whatever he's doing. The guy's going off, Dan, is going off on his own here, and he comes across a big bear. Have you ever seen a bear in person? Like, not in a zoo, like behind a cage, but I mean like, because you do your hiking. So, Richie, have you ever seen a bear?
Not in person.
Not in person. So, Wade, on the farm, you guys had bears on the farm, right?
No, the dogs got pretty big, but you know, this was the 21st century. We pretty much cleared
out
all the bears. And by the way, Sierra Madres, it's saying, is somewhere close to L.A.
Is it really? So there you go. Okay.
Oh, hold on. That's a city. Never mind.
It's not the mountains.
Google has failed me. My apologies.
All right. So, wait. So you have seen a bear in person, Richie?
Yes. But it was a movie set, so...
It was a movie set, so yeah. It was chained up. It was not real. It it was real, but it was under like some sort of. All right, yeah. And Mary, do you hike? Have you done any sort of?
I've
hiking?
Done it, but I've not seen a bear.
Not to, are you a hiking type? Like, do you like hiking? Because to me, that's like that
no.
seems like yeah, exactly. It's like it's.
I'd
like,
rather walk on the beach.
A walk on the beach is nice.
I like that.
Yeah, I know, Richard. You like.
Well,
you and
I are both from Chicago. We got the Chicago Bears.
We've
seen that,
and some of them are pretty darn scary, especially the Fridge nowadays. If you've seen him with like two teeth, love me some Fridge, but damn, that boy did not have a good diet evidently because he got like two teeth left. All right, so Dan's hanging out in the Sierra Madre foothills, whatever. But he goes
off real quick, Santa Barbara. Area.
Santa Barbara. Okay, so not terribly far up the coast, and he comes across a bear. And evidently, what I didn't know is that, like you just said, Rich, bears can be, like, super fast.
Super fast.
Like, I mean, I don't know what the exact speed is, but evidently they can get up to, like, speeds that are much faster than human beings. So
and some can climb trees.
Well, with them big-ass nails, they're like, you know, like daggers in their hands. Anyway, long story short, he sees this bear, and he's maybe like, you know, 15, 20 yards from it. And, of course, it's like, holy shit, you know, it's a big,
and the bear
big,
saw him.
Big, big creature. No. The bear had his back to him, so he was like, okay, well, that's cool. I'll just kind of, you know, sneak away or whatever, and, like, must have, like, tripped on a little branch or whatever it might have been because made some noise. And looked, and it wasn't just one bear. It was one bear in back of another bear.
Mother
Long
Nature.
Story short, exactly. Long story short, the bear, who was in the process of doing the bear, got pissed when the bear heard dude like 15, 20 yards away, whatever it was. And he's like, God, I, you know, it's like I'm
with my lady,
oh, you mean right? Literally,
like literally
behind the other bear.
Yes, yes. Like literally okay, gotcha, behind gotcha. The other bear. Right. He's like, you know, they've been asking forever if I shit in the woods. You know, does it really happen? Now this guy's coming. He's getting into my business about whether or not, you know, how we did it. And so the bear was like, I ain't having it. Bear chased him down, and evidently, and I did not know this either, you can play dead, and that shit really works. Because dude got scratched up. He had, like, lacerations in the whole night. He said he played dead. And he played dead, and the bear had its mouth around his neck.
Oh, my gosh.
And he played dead, and the bear just was like, all right, I'm going back to my girl. And but does that, like, I did not know that, actually. I thought that was, like, a wives' tale. Have you ever
one or
heard?
The other. You just don't run. Whatever you do, don't run.
Well, that's what
seriously?
They say.
Like, you stand up and try to be bigger than them, rah, you know, or play dead, one of the two.
Yeah.
And it's a little different for each kind of bear. I'm not like some expert at it, but I think the brown bears are the real gnarly ones that come at you.
So if the bear was by himself, he probably would not have been threatened or annoyed and chased the guy down. But
right?
Mama bear with cubs, you know you're dead.
Right.
And the question is, did he shit himself in the woods?
And
I want to know if the bear was doing it bareback.
Oh, it's that kind of movie. Well, actually, it was in the like the LA Valley. So I'm thinking probably not, because don't they have like a new code or a new law against going bareback?
I don't know.
Something like, all right.
So moving on.
Right. So no, actually, not moving on too far. So
okay.
So it kind of made me think, like, did I ever have any experience in the wild that kind of freaked me out? And then I was thinking, like, if anybody had an experience in the wild, it's either you, Richie Gherman, or it's Wade. I'm thinking, like, Wade, you've got to have, like, some in-nature
Oklahoma
kind of
story.
Right? Like, on the farm, like, something went down. Like, a chicken got pissed about something. Came in the house, started, like, pecking on people's heads while you were sleeping. Donkey said, get out from behind me. Nothing?
Have you ever seen a pissed-off Brahmable?
I want to know, what is that?
The big bulls with the hump on their back? Right, that you might have seen.
Oh, those things are. Isn't that a big horns? Wait, that's a bison.
No, that's a brain. Well, bison's kind of similar. Brahmables are big, and they can think they're a dog. You can have them almost at house broke, but when they get pissed off, they forget that they're 2,500 pounds with 3 foot horns on them.
Wait,
do they forget or do they take advantage of it?
Yeah, they take advantage of it.
Wait, a buffalo has horns?
Well, buffaloes do too, yeah. You do not piss off buffaloes.
Have you ever seen a buffalo with horns?
Dude.
What kind of buffalo has? What kind of buffalo has? Have you, Rich? Am I German? Am I alone here? Have you seen a buffalo with horns?
I grew up in the suburbs.
Wait, Mary,
no.
Help me out here.
I can't.
I don't. I yes, can't even picture yes. a buffalo with horns.
They're not huge, but they do have horns.
So that's what I'm. So okay. So just real quick here. Have you ever had, like, I don't know, even if it was like one of those like pet kind of thingies, like an exotic pet or anything in nature where you were like, oh my god, like I am way out of my element, and we've taken this thing with humans and animals like way too far.
No, I just remember playing hide and go seek when I was like 4 or 5 years old and ran around the neighbor's house, and there was like in my mind like 50 snakes.
Oh shit!
And I'm. Have a lot of
right.
fear around
I want to
talk
snakes. About some of that stuff. That's what, crazy. Yes, Wade.
I'm going to interject just because we're running out of time. Black bears, brown bears, polar bears.
Why I got to be a black bear, dude?
Right? Black bears, there's a saying that I can't remember exactly. Black bears fight. You fight. they're not that big compared to bears. You can kind of scare them off. Brown bears, you play dead because you ain't scaring that one off. Polar bears, you're dead, right? If you run across a polar bear, you're food, good night. And so the other thing real quick.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt runs about 28 miles an hour. So humans, 20 to 28 miles an hour. Bears.
Is that with steroids or without
really
steroids?
Really fast humans. Could be.
Yeah.
Bears, 30 to 35. Oh, so keep that in mind if you decide to outrun the bear.
I bet you could run a, what's the world record in the 100 right now? Like 9, 8, 9, 7, something like that? I bet you. That's what they should do. They should release bears like behind, you know, the start. Like give them enough of a head, you know, like enough of a head start so they can just like really get booked. I bet. Now what? So if you get like wind aided time, what would that be called then? That would be like a bear aided time or something like that. I don't know. But all I know is if I'm looking at a bear, I don't want to be going through a checklist in my mind. Like
black, wait, brown. Yeah, see you later. Black, right. Fight back. Brown, lay down. White, you're gone. Good night.
And Kelly says that buffalo do have horns. They're the weapons against predators.
But I swear to God, and they say Reinvention Radio is not an educational program. I have evidence now to dispute that. That you come on Reinvention Radio,
we
you will
found
actually,
out where the Sierra Madre Mountains are,
right?
Where hiking is.
My God,
about bears.
This is an education. We have to rebrand this as an educational program. All right, so black attack, brown lay down, white good night. All right, see, you learned something there on Reinvention Radio. All right, guys, we will talk to you here next time. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.